Module 9 Effective Team Meeting How-To. In any team, team meetings are important, especially when you have a remote workforce. Running an effective team meeting is a skill every manager needs to master. In this module, we will go over some tactics you can use to have an effective team meeting. Have a clear agenda. When you are having a team meeting, it is important to have a clear agenda. An agenda is a list of topics that are to be discussed at a team meeting. Having an agenda helps the team members understand what must be discussed during the meeting and gives team members a chance to think of any additional questions they may have. An agenda also helps keep you on track during the meeting so that unnecessary chatter is avoided. Use screenshots or references. We discussed earlier about how people learn differently. Not everyone is an audible learner. Some people require visual aids. Providing screenshots or visual references is a great way to help visual learners understand what you're trying to relay to them. Visual references also help break up the monotony of a team meeting and gain some additional interest from the team members. Sometimes a funny picture that relates to the topic can also help break the ice. You don't want your team members to fall asleep during the meeting, so try this tactic to help them stay engaged. Create a safe place. Even virtually, a team meeting should be a safe haven for every team member. As a manager, it is your job to make sure that the members are comfortable expressing their comments or concerns with the group. You set the tone of the meeting as the leader, so it is your job to create a safe place. Implementing a "no question is too silly" rule is an excellent way to create a safe place for your team. Also, asking the team member if anyone has comments or questions helps. It gives the team members a chance to voice what is on their mind without fear of persecution. Team meeting don'ts. We have all attended a meeting that has gone south. Team meetings are a great way to share information to the whole team, but sometimes they can go off kilter. There are a few don'ts to remember when having a team meeting. Don't make the meeting too long. No one has a 6-hour attention span, especially for a virtual meeting. Don't hog the spotlight. Let other people present topics from the agenda. It breaks up the monotony. Don't keep talking about the same topic. Make your point and move on. Don't address only one person during the meeting. Those conversations can be saved for one-on-ones. Don't forget to give pause for questions or concerns. Don't get frustrated or raise your voice. Never let your team members feel like their question is insignificant. Case study. Howard is in charge of holding his first team meeting for his new management position. He has been put in charge of a team of writers for a magazine. These writers live all over the United States, so they work remotely from home. Howard is very excited about his team meeting. He has several topics he wants to put on the agenda. Because he has never had a virtual team meeting before, he asks his coworker Steven for some advice. Steven tells Howard that he should make sure the meeting isn't too long in order to keep the team from getting distracted. He also looked over Howard's agenda and condensed it. Some of Howard's topics were similar to one another. Howard thanks Steven for the advice and makes the appropriate changes. The team meeting was a success, and his team was very motivated to complete their project collectively.